It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks. We'll take phone calls here coming up in 10 minutes. How about that? 10 minutes. 913-586-7965. I want to create multiple pockets in the show where if you want to call in, you can call in. I'm not going to come on here and act like the sky is falling. I don't think the sky is falling. I told you guys 3 weeks ago I thought the Chiefs were going to go 14-3, and you guys called me a Debbie Downer and being negative because I said they were going to be a 14-3 team. I told you guys weeks ago, I thought their three losses would be to Buffalo, Denver, and one of those three games that they have around Christmas time where they play three games in 10 days. One of those losses have already happened. Not patting myself on the back, but I think we've all known for some time this team wasn't going undefeated. So nothing that happened yesterday is really a surprise to me. Now, I do think that the loss allows us to talk about some things that have been happening over the past couple of weeks or so that we have all just said, man, they keep finding a way to win. They probably should have lost the Denver game. They certainly could have lost the Tampa Bay game. They've put themselves in some bad spots a couple of weeks. And if you dance with the devil long enough, eventually you get your toes stepped on. They got their toes stepped on yesterday. Their defense has had three straight possessions at the end of the game that the team has kind of relied on them. They relied on them at the end of Monday Night Football. Tampa Bay went down the field and scored. They relied on them against the Denver Broncos. They lined up to kick a 30-something yard kick, and they needed to block an extra point to beat the Broncos. And yesterday, Buffalo got the ball with less than 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the only thing that you could not allow to happen happened. They gave up a touchdown, and that was the end of the game. You're down 9 points with 2 minutes to go. You don't win that game. I'm sorry. I'm not in the business of telling Patrick Mahomes you can't do something. You are not winning down nine with 2 minutes to go. He threw an interception. That was the end of the game. That's all she wrote. The Chiefs lose their first game. All right. Let's talk about Xavier Worthy, and I'll play the clip one more time if you guys missed it. Now, I understand that Pat does this kind of frequently. Listen to this.
I mean, it's probably just me just throwing it more inbounds to the guy that's wide open for a touchdown. So if I throw it inbounds, it's a walk-in touchdown. No, I just have to be better there.
Let's talk about this. Now, I don't know if you guys will admit this or not admit this. I think this is, we just learned this about Mahomes. He will blame himself for everything that goes wrong on the field. We could find audio last year. He blamed himself for Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore drops last season. Remember the drop that Sky Moore had against the Broncos? Patrick Mahomes blamed himself for that pass. No. Now, if the complaint is that Patrick Mahomes did not throw the absolute perfect ball on that play, I agree with you. I will stand with you. If that's a criticism you want me to have for the Chiefs quarterback, that he didn't throw the perfect ball 40, 50 yards down the field to Xavier Worthy, so it was an easy walk-in touchdown, I agree. Could Xavier Worthy have scored on that play? Sure. We can all agree there. We don't have to spend any time disagreeing. You don't have to text in angry. I agree that play could have been a touchdown. But what I think we should agree on is that play should, at a minimum, be a completion. It should be a completion. That should be a play that Xavier Worthy makes a solid catch on the sideline. Everybody goes over and taps him on the head, and it's a play that we shouldn't even be talking about today. But it's happened a couple of times these last few weeks. Now, against the Broncos, I firmly put that on Patrick Mahomes. You didn't give Xavier Worthy a chance to make the play. You gave Xavier Worthy a chance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He ran out of bounds. You gave him a chance yesterday against the Buffalo Bills. He ran out of bounds. And that was kind of the end of Xavier Worthy in the offense.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we have seen enough Xavier Worthy to tell you what he is good at and what he's not good at. Xavier Worthy is a dynamic, explosive player that I think many of us would agree they should probably use a little bit more. I won't fight you there. But we also have to acknowledge Xavier Worthy is one of the worst receivers they have had when it comes to awareness around the sideline. Now, he's young. He's 21, 22 years old. This is coaching. This is maturity. This is you just growing as a football player. He has to have better awareness of where the boundaries are than what he currently has right now. There is no reason that that play results as an incompletion. If you're saying it should be a touchdown, okay, I won't fight you there. But there's no reason why that play, the ball, the player, should not be able to get his feet down, and you're not celebrating a 30, 40-yard pass completion, and you're moving the ball down the field. That's unacceptable. This is not college football anymore. You're a first-round pick. You're an elite high-level prospect. You got to get 2 feet down. That's not even a difficult catch to make on the sideline. That's a play that I think 90, 95% of NFL wide receivers can make that play. Xavier Worthy has not shown us yet in his career that he can make that play, and that's a routine ground ball. You got to be better at that. This is something that's simple. This is something where you get your offensive coordinator, your wide receiver coach, hell, have somebody come in and work with them on it. This offseason, he needs to be better at getting his feet in bounds. It has cost the Chiefs big plays over the span of the season. Now, maybe this is something that over time you develop and improve on. That's what being a rookie is. It's improving. We've talked a lot about how Rashee Rice started to figure some things out. I don't know if you really got to help Xavier Worthy figure a whole lot out other than how to keep your feet in bounds. You got to get 2 feet in at this level, son, not just one. In college, that's a completion. At every other level of football Xavier Worthy has played, that's a catch. That's not a catch here, though. And you got to have better awareness than that. So that's my biggest complaint with Xavier Worthy. I think for the most part, he played fine yesterday. And that was as good as Xavier Worthy that I think he's going to be at this point. I think we saw why the Chiefs drafted him in the first round and his explosiveness. And if they can figure that thing out, how dynamic of a weapon he could potentially be for this team. But we also saw, I think, some of the flaws in him. And when we discuss trust and why Pat trusts certain receivers and why he doesn't trust certain receivers, we can't trust Xavier Worthy to get 2 feet in bounds. And that's a really important qualification of the job. Sure, you got to catch the ball. That's part of it, too. The other part of maintaining possession is making sure that your feet are where they need to be. And his footwork is bad right now. It's an F. Not a C minus, not a D. He gets an F for footwork. You could overcome some of these other things if you could just simply be better at this. I hope that this is the message. I know Pat's going to fall on the sword and he's going to blame himself for not making the perfect throw. You made a routine throw in an NFL game and your rookie wide receiver lets you down. He's done that multiple times over the course of the season. And we are heading into the second half of the year. It's time to start having some tough love. Xavier, you're too good of a receiver. You're too talented of a receiver to let this continue to happen. That will be my message to him today, Rob.
So here's the thing, and I was deemed last week the guy who was anti-Xavier Worthy because I had him outside the circle of trust, and that's fine. I think yesterday you saw both the good and the bad of Xavier Worthy. The touchdown play, we've seen him make that play before, but that's just where he shows he has more speed than almost anyone on the field. Now, he's not like Tyreek Hill fast, but there are times where he looks like he's faster than the average NFL wide receiver. But yet again on Monday with Xavier Worthy, we're not talking about the positives. Because he had one of the better games of his career. That contested catch he made,
was great.
I thought was the best catch of his NFL career.
I mean, he had a drive there where their first touchdown, that was the Xavier Worthy drive. Mm-hmm. Like, I was looking at that drive as, we're going to look back, and if Xavier Worthy turns his season around, so to speak, you were going to point to this drive as when he started to figure it out. He got multiple targets. He did the most with those targets. I think that Xavier Worthy played well yesterday. I'm not saying that Xavier Worthy is why they lost. He's certainly in the conversation for why they lost, but he is not the number one reason why they lost. This is just simply here, we're watching a young guy, and you were seeing what he's good at and what he's not good at. And what he's not good at is not a great skill to have if you are a wide receiver. That's a really bad weakness to have. We're not even talking about around the end zone. We've seen some guys who their footwork is masterful around the end zone. We're not talking about this. This is just simply staying in bounds. And I'm reading the text line, 913-586-7965. C-Dot, that wasn't a perfect pass. That wasn't a great pass. That wasn't a good pass. It wasn't even mediocre. Someone else perfect. It wasn't even a good throw. Get out of here, C-Dot. It was good enough for completion. I don't know what to tell you. That's good enough for completion. Justin Watson makes that play. Mecole Hardman, every other receiver they have on this team makes that play other than him. So we can debate. It was not a perfect throw. That's a throw that's good enough for a completion to an NFL wide receiver. It is. There's only one receiver that they have that doesn't make that play, that doesn't get their 2 feet in, and it was the one they threw the pass to. And now if you want to know why Pat maybe struggles in these passes to Xavier Worthy, is I don't know if he can keep his feet in bounds. And that's critical. Again, that's the second most important thing you can do aside from catch the ball. It doesn't matter if you catch it if you're out of bounds. So maybe that's why they struggle with some of these things down the field.
I'd also say, to that point, we saw Xavier Worthy's probably best catch of the season. At least I thought. That contested catch was his best one of the season. But that's never the story with him. The story, at least every game this season, on Monday, and maybe more like Tuesday for me and you, because on Monday the Chiefs win so often, we don't talk about the negatives. But I feel like I can name multiple times this season where when me and you are talking about Xavier Worthy, the conversation is, oh, he almost made that play. Ooh, he was super close to a big one here. Oh, he was on the brink of a play here. And I think if you're a glass half full person and you look through Chiefs color glasses, you're telling yourself, if they start hitting those, the conversation on Xavier Worthy is so different. The problem is, Carrington, they never hit on those. They've hit on it twice. The game against the Chargers and the game against the Ravens. Other than that, it's a lot of almost. Xavier Worthy big plays are not, was it, hand grenades and horseshoes? It's not, ooh, it came so close, we know it's there. They don't hit on these. And I know Mahomes fell on the sword. I know Andy Reid said that's one that's on Pat too. The coaching staff and Patrick Mahomes did their job. They protected the young guy. It's not Aaron Rodgers going to the podium and saying he stinks. I get why Mahomes did what he did. But actions speak louder to words to me. And you know what they stopped doing after that play? Throwing the ball to Xavier Worthy. He disappeared out of the offense. Was he taking snaps in the second half? Did you notice him out there? Because I didn't. They threw a play to Mecole Hardman in the second half, but Xavier Worthy was MIA after that play. So I wonder if there is a little bit of frustration inside the building, because even though they're saying the right things, actions matter, and their actions were, young buck, you're done getting the ball today after not failing to stay inbounds.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.